All right, all right. So I believe we're live right now. So for those that are watching and those who will watch the replay, this is my first time going live on LinkedIn. So, you know, of course we have some challenges, but it doesn't even matter. We made it through, so we are here. So today, family, what I'm gonna be doing is I will be doing a actual, just touching on this book that I really enjoy reading. It's called The Magnetic Project Manager. So here is a copy of it right here. You can pick it up at Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, anywhere books are sold. And the purpose of this particular live stream is really to talk about chapter 4, which is maintaining a positive attitude. Again, maintaining a positive attitude. One of the things that we have to understand and know, I love when I open up this book for chapter 4, where I talk about Brad Turnbull, excuse me. He says, some people don't want to be fixed or want to be fixed because being broken gets them attention. Again, some people just don't want to be fixed because being broken gets them attention. And one of the things that I really enjoy and I love is the fact that how many of us have been broken or feel broken, and instead of doing something about it, we take an alternative route to seek attention. Okay, you don't like that one. How about this? When we're trying to maintain a positive attitude, it's easier to maintain a negative attitude because a negative attitude requires no work. I mean, I don't know about you, family, but for me, anytime that I've been in some negative spaces, it was easy to really go down that pathway. And sometimes I had success of not going down that pathway. And then many times I went down that pathway. So today we're going to really just really touch on maintaining a positive attitude. And again, you can pick up this book, The Magnetic Project Manager, anywhere where books are sold. Preferably you can check it out at Amazon or Barnes and Nobles. All right, so let's unpack this. So the growth mindset. So I really borrowed this terminology from a book, really excellent read by Carol Dweck, which is called Mindset. In that, she talks about the growth mindset and a fixed mindset. A growth mindset is more or less like, let's say you have a problem, and then you're trying to find ways to for solutions. How many of you ever had someone have a problem and they spent more energy on the problem than they actually did the solution? And then when it was time to work on the solution, they didn't really have any gas in the tank, as they would say. So what I learned here is that, yes, I mean, again, like I started off, it's easy to be negative. It's easy to focus on the negative aspects. But what if we took some of that energy that we were focusing on the negative aspects and focusing on the positive? So when it comes to leading projects, one of the main things is number one, we have to embrace the challenge. And when we embrace the challenge, we have an opportunity to keep a curious mindset of finding new ways, new ideas to adapt to some of the obstacles that we come against and challenges that we actually have. Here's the second point to that whole piece is really seeking feedback. Now, let me park here parenthetically, because I understand that there are some people out there that love to give feedback, but it's not constructive feedback. What do you mean, ED? I'm glad that you asked. See, constructive feedback is that where someone really wants to give you a roadmap in a sense and kind of help guide you and shift you towards the solution. All right, I'm going to borrow Phil for a moment. I love what Phil does is when every Saturday, I'm part of this project manager leadership. Every Saturday we meet. It doesn't matter rain, snow, holiday, shine. It doesn't matter what it is. And I love when Phil, my mentor, my friend, he puts on a coaching hat. And when he puts on a coaching hat, the ideology is trying to lead you towards the gold. When he puts on his mentor hat, now it's him giving visual or verbal examples of how you can really make it and giving you more of a tactical approach. I'll say more of a mentor is more tactical, where a coaching aspect is more strategic. So when you're trying to seek feedback, you have to understand where you're getting that feedback from. How many of people that thought about, hey, going live on LinkedIn and or YouTube, and you got all of this information as far as feedback. Oh, you need to do it this way. You need to do do it that way. And you're like, and so you're trying to do all those ways and you're just not having any success. So for me, what I looked at is saying, okay, I need to connect with the stakeholders and understand how can we help them, you know, grow and how can we work together? Because there's a difference between silos and collaborations. You know, I really don't really pay attention to silos because they're not going to help move the project forward. But collaboration, that is something that's amazing. That is something that brings the best out of everyone. Point number three on that particular piece is continuous improvement. See, with a growth mindset, project managers are always finding ways to improve their skill set. Like right now, I'm going live on LinkedIn. I have no reason. I'm trying to figure this thing out. I mean, I sent out a link that I probably got some people in the back studio. I don't know. But the thing is that I had to do it. I had to go through the process so I can improve. So, because, you know, I understood and understand that the industry is shifting, project management is shifting. And if you really want to stand out and stand up, you're going to have to continuously work on yourself as an individual, being able to deliver as far as a leader and leading projects or just leadership in general. Effective communication for positivity. Here's the three aspects that I looked at: building trust, setting clear expectations, and active listening. We're going to work backwards. So active listening, if you ever spoke with someone and all of a sudden, before you even had a chance to articulate out what the problem is or what is going on, they're already solving it for you and cutting you off to solve it. You're like, wait, I haven't finished what the problem is, or I haven't finished communicating what actually is going on. And so the ability as a project manager to be able to have active listening is going to be huge for you, because this way you can really understand and be engaging and asking those probing questions to understand where the project is at. Clear expectation. What you want to do is ensure that you are reducing any misunderstandings with any particular stakeholder. Now, I know that potential conflicts are probably can happen and will happen. There's not a project that I've ever been a part of where conflicts don't happen. But when they happen, what's the remedy? What is this the solution to address those things? And then the last and final thing is building trust. You know, one of the things I always recommend to actually new project managers is to connect with your team. Talk to them outside of the project, meaning just, hey, ping them in whatever particular platform that you guys are using and communicate through chat, and see if you can get 15 or 10 minutes and just say, hey, I just want to connect with you and understand a little bit more about you, who I'm working with, and things of that nature. Because what you really truly want to do is ensure that you are building trust, that you're keeping people involved, and you're involving the right people when it's time to make actual decisions. Celebrating small wins. One of the things, you know, when you're leading projects, you're looking at these various milestones and you're super excited, but sometimes getting to those milestones can be a stretch. And with it being a stretch, you have to find ways to first boost morale, you know, celebrating small wins. Maybe you were able to get, when you were in the planning scope aspect of things, and you're collecting requirements. And then after you collected your requirements, you started defining the scope. So you got that done. So you know exactly what's going on. And you want to be able to recognize these people that are really giving their all to this, no matter how small. Because listen, let's be honest. Being able to foster a positive and encouraging environment, it really makes people want to come to work, makes people really want to have just enjoy what they're doing. Point number two on this is building momentum. When you focus on goals and you're, like I was saying before, celebrating these milestones really will help the team really continue the momentum. Because sometimes on projects, it's a long journey. And sometimes we can get caught up in the destination versus the journey that we're on. And when we're in the when we start looking at the destination, the journey just seems like it'll never end. So I always recommend, let's focus on enjoying the journey. We will get to the destination if we're doing everything that's in the journey, meaning our project schedule, meaning whatever the artifacts that are required in order to make this project a very successful one. And the last and final point on this is fostering collaborations. That's what I talked about that early at a very high level. And one of the things I love when you can work with a team that is looking forward to collaborating and actually collaborating, because when you do this, it really reinforces the ideal from a collective effort that the team knows that, hey, I know you got my back, I got your back, and we're going to move forward and have a very successful project no matter what comes our way. As long as we're willing to collaborate together, we're willing to make decisions together, brainstorm together, and not get so caught up in the problem that we lose our momentum on the actual solution. Well, as you know, as a project manager, one of the things is that you have to stay organized. But let's flip that around a little bit. Staying organized for positivity. Again, like I stated before, breaking down tasks. You know, sometimes when we don't look at break down tasks, we can get overwhelmed. I don't care how strong you are as far as mentally when it comes to, because you start again looking at the destination and you're like, wow. You know, it's just a long way to get there. So breaking tasks down into more manageable, smaller tasks is going to be effective. Point number two on this is being able to prioritize effectively. Prioritization is going to be key for anything that you do around project management, even if it's not even in project management, your personal life. Being able to prioritize what makes sense, what is important to the actual project, and then make those required adjustments. Utilizing tools. One of the things I always say that as project manager, we can get caught up in all of the different software tools to actually lead a project, you know, like Microsoft Project or Smartsheets or Asana or this and that. But there are also tools that you also need to think about, as well as tools, mental tools, mindset tools, meaning encouraging your team. I love what John Maxwell talks about when it comes to leadership. He talks about influence and equipping your team. If you are able to do those things, these are going to have a huge impact on how the team actually moves forward. Now, as I always stated, it's easier to focus on negativity because it doesn't require anything. You can go into a spiral of getting frustrated. You can go into a spiral of being worried. You can go into a spiral. You kind of get where I'm going. But radiating positivity and leading by example, I'll be honest with you, family, sometimes that can be challenging. But again, I want to borrow an AI line and say this is practice. But seriously, by maintaining a positive attitude, even in the face of challenges, really truly does inspire your team, because then they're like, okay, we know this person got it. We know that they have our best interests at heart. And then protecting a team culture. A lot of times what could happen is that new stakeholders could be replaced, or that you have some trouble stakeholders and they really start promoting a lot of negativity, not showing up to meetings, not providing value, and taking away from the team by disrupting the meeting. And so you have to be able to protect the team and pull that individual or individuals aside and meet with them and find out what's going on. Because sometimes when you get to the root, I'm not talking about the surface layer, when you get to the root of what's going on, you'll find out it has nothing to do with your project, and you need to be able to connect with them in a way to bring them back so we all can work together and collaborate. And the last and final one is encouraging growth. You know, I always recommend to be able to look as a project manager, looking for opportunities in the setbacks that happen. It's a learning lesson there. It's up to you to extract that learning lesson of what is actually going on. You know, being in the power of positivity and action, I always look at the opportunity of keeping a mindset that looks more optimistic than pessimistic. Because when you have a pessimistic approach, everything is going to go wrong. Everything is going to be messed up. But having an optimistic approach is really saying, hey, I know something could or might go wrong, and I'm willing to plan for that. Even if I don't have a plan for that, I truly believe I'll be able to work with the team, collaborate, and we'll be able to actually resolve it. In conclusion, I want to point out a couple things, and it's just five key strategies that I have. growth mindset, really the benefits of that, of just having the ability to be adaptable, willing to be able to continuous learn. And here's a bonus, the willingness to not always be right, but get the right answer from the team. Effective communication. When you have effective communication, it really builds trust. It really increases and improves the collaboration. And also, it really aligns the team. Celebrating small wins. Like I stated before, family, you want to focus on the journey and not get confused and caught up on the destination. If you follow the steps in the journey, your schedule, follow the steps in the journey, your project management plan will allow you to achieve your actual destiny. And then staying organized. When you're organized, you're really focused, you're really productive. You understand that long as you are leading and not managing this thing, you have a chance to win. Overcoming negativity. And all I'm saying there, family, is building a actual team culture that really is inspired to be resilient and focus on the actual solution and not get so lost in the problem. Listen, family, I hope you enjoyed today of what we discussed here. I've been your host, ED. And again, if you haven't had an opportunity, pick up this book, The Magnetic Project Manager. Boom. You can get it at, like I said, any bookstore. I have a new book coming soon. Actually, I have two new books. First one is going to be around. It's called The Magnetic Project Management Office. So as you can tell, I'm making a series. And then I also have the new book. I haven't found out a name for that just yet. And that is just going to be around new project managers that are looking to get into this field, or as I say, this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. I've been your host, humble host today. My name is Edward Koch Jr., but I go by the name of ED. We don't try to make it difficult. Thank you. I appreciate your time today.